Our news team has been fielding questions from outside and inside the newsroom during the voting season. Glennis Board spoke with Brittany Patterson about some basic voting questions. Here's some of their conversation.
To be fair, for many of us, our civics or social studies class was a lot longer ago than we'd like to admit. And it's kind of a crazy election year with this whole coronavirus pandemic and such. So, you know, it's a no judgment zone here. We just wanted to answer some questions that might have come up among the staff.
For example, what is a magistrate exactly?
Yeah, you know, I am not the only one who didn't know this. And so... A magistrate is a judge that often hears cases related to small crimes, including misdemeanors. So if you didn't know this, that's probably good. We're talking speeding tickets, other civil violations in which you'd be cited and then you'd probably be released. You'd also see a magistrate if you were involved in a preliminary examination in either a felony or a civil case in which whatever's at dispute is less than $10,000. They also issue things like protective orders related to domestic violence cases. And sometimes they also handle involuntary hospitalization cases. I guess one thing that's really interesting and important to note about a magistrate judge is there's at least two in every county, and they do not need a law degree or to have entered into the state bar.
Yeah, that surprised me. I didn't realize that. I had no idea. Okay, so moving on, next, another question that we've actually gotten a lot of, I think, in the newsroom is questions about registered party affiliation and how that affects which primary we vote in. So can you explain what the situation is here in West Virginia with the primaries and registered party affiliation?
All over the United States, what party you're registered in and what primary you can vote in is different. So here in West Virginia, we have a hybrid or semi-closed primary. And what that basically means is if you're registered as a Republican, you vote in the Republican primary. Same if you're a Democrat. Registered as one party, you vote in that party's primary. However, if you're registered no party affiliation, you can choose which party's ballot you'd like to receive and vote in the primary election. That doesn't mean you can jump from party between races, like the president versus the governor versus the Senate. You get to choose one party's ballot for all the races. But if you're no party affiliation, you do get to choose.
Yeah, absolutely. And is it too late to change party affiliation at this point for the primary? It is, isn't it?
It is, yes. The deadline to register to vote or change your party affiliation is 21 days before each election. For the June 9th primary election, that deadline was May 19th.
There was concern about spreading coronavirus through mail. So do we need to worry about this, especially regarding mail-in ballots?
So I am not a scientist. And researchers are still learning a lot about the coronavirus. However, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the main source of the coronavirus's spread is person-to-person. And person-to-person contact through respiratory droplets when someone coughs or sneezes, talks or sings in close proximity to someone else. That being said, the CDC also has recommendations on its website that if you go get the mail, they recommend after that happens, you wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or use a hand sanitizer. There has been some evidence that the virus can survive on surfaces like cardboard for up to 24 hours. But again, the CDC says at this point, they don't think surface transmission, especially through the mail, is the main way that the virus spreads. That being said, you know, because the main source of spread is person to person, you know, voting with your absentee ballot is definitely less risky than if you were going to vote in person.
Let's talk for a minute about provisional ballots and how those work, because that's sort of been a muddled area in my mind for a while. I'm looking for some clarity. How do the provisional ballots work?
The takeaway here is if you go to vote on election day, you cannot be turned away in West Virginia. if the clerk says, oh, I can't find you, or the addresses don't match, or something happens, request a provisional ballot. They are the fail-safe if there are some sort of errors or if it's not clear if you can vote or not. You know, I think what's so interesting about provisional ballots is that it comes down to each county's board of canvassers to decide whether or not they're going to accept your provisional ballot. And each county board of canvassers is made up of different people, often county commissioners. And so they basically go to the county clerk and figure out how much information they can find out about you and decide if you really are who you say you are, and therefore can they accept your ballot. But that process is you know, different on a county by county level. You can track the status of your provisional ballot by checking with your local county clerk's office.
That was reporter Brittany Patterson speaking with Glynis Board. We have more election coverage online at wvpublic.org.